Something that I used to wonder about a lot, especially when I got to varsity. And I think it especially happened in varsity because when you reach varsity, those are the years where you begin to realize the value of money. Why? Because for many of us, we leave home and we move to the city. And for the first time, we're by ourselves and we have to manage our own money. It's a very good experience that I enjoyed, although I do feel like for me personally, I was cast into the wild a bit too deep into the wild, right? So there's a lot of things that I had to learn, how to manage my grocery money, how to make sure that when I receive rent money, I actually pay it rather than going to try and use it for something else. That's a bit more leisure. And then all of those financial situations that I found myself in, because there were times where I found myself having finished certain stuff in my groceries and I thought they would last me to the end of the month, but they were done. And I now had to sit down and figure out how am I going to make it to the end of the month. I remember there was a time when I was struggling to even buy a bed. And then there was a time when I was struggling to buy a fridge because I think I didn't have a fridge for the longest time. And then I eventually got a little bar fridge, which lasted me a pretty long time. But these are things that when you're living at home with your parents, and for those of you who are in that context and you've never been thrust into the city or into the wild where you had to fend for yourself, I'm actually very happy for you. And I do hope that you are being introduced to some level and degree of independence one way or another. But for me, one thing that this experience of being thrust into the wild and having to go to university and having to go and live and rent a place and manage my own finances, one of the things that it got me to do is to actually appreciate the value of money. And it made me think to myself, what if from the day that I was born, or not even from the day that I was born, from the day that I started receiving an allowance, so let's say in primary, what if I took a little bit of that money and saved it into a bank account, and just made that a habit, an account that I just forgot about? I honestly wondered about this a lot, even if it was me trying to save at least 10 rands a month, if I could, right? I mean, if I'm being given 5 rands Monday to Friday and I take a rand from that 5 rands, so that will be 5 rands times, that's 20 rands a month. If I was able to do that, and do it all the way throughout my primary years as well as high school, whenever I did have money, I just tossed it into that account and forgot about it. A savings account. It doesn't even have to be an interest-bearing account or an account that bears a lot of interest. And if I continued to do that, by the time I finished varsity, how much money would I have had? Or by the time I reached varsity, how much money would I have had? And the thing that got me to wonder this is the fact that I found myself in my varsity years. So this is my early 20s towards my mid 20s. I found myself in financial turmoil, or I found myself wondering how my life could be if I had access to money and that my parents maybe couldn't provide for me at the time. And this really made me appreciate how important it is to have financial freedom. Now, the reason that I introduced this conversation we're having in this way is that when people have to make the decision between buying an expensive clothing item as opposed to prioritizing their financial freedom, many of us make this irrational decision to prioritize the clothes that look good and are incredibly expensive, even though we know we're not yet in that tax bracket. And what I mean by not being in a certain tax bracket is that we're not earning, or we don't have enough money to comfortably afford these clothes that we're wearing. And I do get it that there are some people who genuinely love clothes. You genuinely have a passion for fashion. And as a result, spending on it is something that you cannot resist. You actually find it hard not to spend on items because it's a form of self-expression for you. But there are those of us, I mean, for me, for example, I don't care as much about fashion and clothes. In fact, I do wish I cared more. And I hope that I care more in future, and or I'm able to make an investment into an image consultant who'll be able to help me pick clothes, because I don't have much patience for doing such things, right? So I do understand both camps, or rather the fact that both camps do exist. But then there are those of us who exist within the camp where you, whether you care about fashion or not, your reason for spending so much money on expensive clothes has nothing to do with whether you like those clothes or not. It has more to do with the fact that you're trying to maintain a certain status and you're trying to be part of a certain elite group that you admire for the way that they dress, or maybe because you know that if you dress in a particular way and you dress a particular brand, people will automatically assume that you're of a certain class. Right? Or that maybe you have your drip. Your drip is on fleek, right? And I get that. I get that. I think there are certain things, and I'm going to be transparent here. There are certain things that I love that are very expensive and that I'm willing to go an extra mile for in order for me to have them in my possession. So I'm a person who's, I'm a tech junkie. I love technology. I love laptops. I love sound equipment. I love video equipment. I love cameras, right? I really, really am in love with these equipment. And there's many other things. I mean, I would spend more money on a cell phone than I would on a washing machine, even though I'll be using a washing machine a lot more often, and a fridge. And, you know, even though I value those items, I don't want the latest I don't want the latest versions of them, if you get what I mean, even though they are pieces of technology. But there are certain pieces of technology that have my attention more than other pieces of technology, if that makes sense. So this makes it very important for each of us to ask ourselves, especially those of us who spend on drip, because here's the problem with swag and drip, right? And clothes in general. Material deteriorates. It's not an investment, right? Unless you are a person who is in that unique circumstance where buying expensive clothes is an actual investment for you. So, for example, if you're a model, in fact, models often get given clothes that they wear, right? Or maybe let's say you're an influencer, a fashion influencer, then it makes sense for you to invest in clothes because they're part of your product, they're part of your brand, they're part of what you're presenting to your audience. Maybe, for example, you're in an industry that requires you to dress in a particular way, and there are people who find themselves in that situation. If you're selling mansions, I would imagine that wearing a t-shirt and shorts and slippers is not the way to go, right? You're probably going to dress in a particular way that resonates and gives you some sort of relatability with the target market that you're aiming for. So there are instances where it's justifiable. But for most of us, especially those of us who are young, we have no other reason apart from the fact that we just want the swag and we want the drip. Right. And we want the drip. But now when you take your value for drip, right, and compare it to your value for having financial freedom, like you could buy that 2000 rand or 2,500 rand shoe or T-shirt or jacket or blazer. And I'm not saying that it's not going to last you a very long time, which is an excuse that I often hear from people. And for me, if I'm quite honest with you, I don't believe that that argument actually stands. I don't think it has as much balance as people think it does, but we'll get to that in just a bit. For now, I want to focus on the fact that financial freedom cannot be more important to you. Your financial freedom, I don't mean mine, I mean yours, cannot be more important, less important to you than your drip and fitting in and wearing the latest outfits that are very expensive. Especially when you consider the fact that with a lot of expensive clothes, there's the premium that you pay for the quality. And then there's the premium that you pay for the mere fact that you're buying that brand. So now it no longer has to do with the quality. There are shoes that you can buy. There are jeans. There are blazers and jackets that you can buy that have the very same amount of quality, right? But they don't have the name tag. But they cost much less. As a result, the premium is not as much. So these are things I feel like we, especially as young people, need to think about, that do you not value, let's say, for example, the sneakers I buy, I haven't bought them in quite a bit. They don't cost anything more than 600. If they are above 600, maybe buy a little bit, right? And I do it, I spend that much. At the time when I was buying them, they weren't even above 500 rands. They were below. By now, I imagine that they're just above 500 rands. And I'm going to be buying from the very same place. I love these sneakers. I find them very comfortable and they're stylish and they blend very well with the clothes I wear, right? And the reason that I'm saying I haven't bought them in a while is because I didn't buy a 2,000 rand sneaker, I was able to buy four pairs. And those four pairs, because there's four of them, this is another thing that the quality argument, why I say, doesn't bear as much weight as you may think, and it's not as balanced as you may think. The more of something you have, the longer it will last, because you're able to change and switch between them. But if you have one expensive brand, and that's the only brand you have, and you probably have one or two other shoes that you change into, right? And you probably make them black and a bit more formal and able to swap between outfits, so that out jump easy, which means it's not noticeable that you actually don't have a lot of shoes. I would choose having more quantity over the quality, especially when the quantity that you're buying is not the worst quality. So what I'm saying is, instead of buying a shoe for 2.5, I would much rather take one shoe. I'd rather take 2,000 and buy four pairs of shoes that have decent quality but don't have the brand name. So I didn't pay the premium for the brand name. And listen, I'm not going to act like fitting in and being seen as the person who wears Gucci or Prada or Louis Vuitton, or I'm not going to act like that wouldn't be appealing to me, to a certain part of me. I don't care and I don't go out to find that, but I'm not going to act like it's not something that if I were to have access, I wouldn't be drawn or attracted to it. You know, like I know for a fact that there are people who buy iPhones simply because they want to be perceived as being people of a particular class, or as people who carry particular device. Like, you don't deal with Android. I know a lot of Apple users love saying that they don't mingle with Android. They're not acquainted with Android. Android is very difficult to use, blah, 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 blah. And if you get down to the crux of it, I'd like you to, in fact, the what I'd like to leave you with is this. Is it worth it though? Is it worth gaining the drip, the expensive drip that also puts you within a certain group of class, right? Is it worth sacrificing your financial freedom over?
I once heard a story of a guy that's working with teenagers. He's a teenage pastor, a youth pastor. No? If you've ever been that, if you've been surrounded with them, you know that these guys have got a vast array of stories on where we need to seek Jesus and the gospel in the very difficult stage of life known as teenage. Right, and there's this girl, and he prayed to her with her, and he made this, this most profound story about Jesus and his salvation and the fact that he loves us and he's good for everything. And this lady was just depressed, or this girl was just depressed, no matter what he shared to her. And at one stage, she actually asked him, she's like, what's the point of God loving me if I can't find a boyfriend? Now, what's the relevance of this story to our discussion tonight with regards to financial freedom and expensive clothing? We do the same thing when it comes to clothing. We feel, what's the point of being financially free if I can't, or if I can afford, in apostrophe marks, if I can afford expensive clothing now? Because you see, we get instant gratification from wearing expensive clothing now. We feel that when we wear these clothing with the brand names on, that when people see us, they will think and have a high esteem for us because we are able to afford those expensive clothing. Meaning that the moment that you wear those clothes, or the moment that you purchase those clothes, and people have that perception of you, the perception that they have of you is the perception that you are financially free, and therefore you don't need to actually become financially free. There's an entire study on the psychology of human beings saying that when you want to do something, you get respect from people saying that you're going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, for instance. And when I say I'm going to do that, I get this utmost respect from people saying that, wow, it's so good, I can't believe that you're going to do it, you are my hero, or whatever the case might be. And that is enough for us to not climb Kilimanjaro, because we've already received the biblical term for it is we received our reward on earth. And we do the same when it comes to financial freedom. We don't see the value in actually paying off debts and becoming debt-free in order for us to, at that stage, when we are debt-free, to be able to afford those expensive clothing. When we feel that, why not swipe the credit card now? We want to to become financially free now, not financially free, but to have the idea or this concept when the world and strangers looks at us that they think we are rich. We've got this concept that clothes make the man, and then when we think, there's the saying obviously, then when we wear these clothing, we know that people will look at us and say, look at that guy, he's wearing X, Y, and Z clothing, that must mean he is very wealthy. And the concept of people thinking that we are wealthy is such a strong idea in our philosophy of life that we don't need to be wealthy. Does that make sense to you? That we don't need to think we are wealthy, or we just need people to think we are wealthy rather than when we actually are wealthy. That's when we make these poor financial decisions to wear expensive clothing that we actually can't afford, right? We need to pay them off for a couple of months. You can't purchase them because it's just too expensive on a single transaction. So you need to pay them off over a couple of months, usually, right? Just for the single jacket. And then when you wear the jacket, you feel like, I've got this jacket, I'm paying this jacket, I'm able to afford this jacket, which you aren't, because you've got debt to do that. Now, we don't want freedom from debt. We don't want to be able to wait. And that's the second point that I want to make this evening, is the fact that we value expensive clothing because they make us feel good now. We don't want to save our money and say that we will save our money because when we are debt-free, then we will feel good, because it usually can take from 6 months up to 5 years to become debt-free. Then I'm not even talking about household debt. But that's how long it's going to take it to become debt-free. We don't want that sacrifice. We would much rather want instant gratification now. We would much rather just have this jacket now. And next month's pay, or next month's salary, will sort out next month's debts. And that's the way that we live, and that's our approach, unfortunately. And that is a very, very dangerous approach when it comes to clothing. More so, very dangerous approach to when it comes to our finances. Because the philosophy behind this is that the perceptions that people have over us is so much more in control of our lives than we actually are. We make our financial decisions and our future financial decisions based on the perceptions that people have of us, not on what we feel we should have or do or rather. Right? Now I need to be a pastor, and obviously I need to be a Christian to make the following statement. When you are so in debt, you can't actually give money to the kingdom. So you're not that worth, you're not investing in God's people, you're not helping other people by your own means. And it's a very, very, and I need to say this bluntly, sorry, there's no other way to say it, but it's a very selfish way to live. Just paying off your own debt and living from debt to debt to debt to debt means you don't have any influence in the kingdom, or a great influence on the kingdom. You are living for yourself, and that, unfortunately, is not a good way to live life.